This past weekend, some peacekeepers from Senegal found themselves in trouble in Sudan. They were taken hostage by rebels in Sudan's western province of Darfur. The peacekeepers were reportedly released today. It was the latest flare-up in what is now almost a decade of fighting in Darfur. Now, most of the news from Sudan these days is about the fighting farther south, along the border with the newly independent South Sudan. But for many Sudanese, the biggest story over this past weekend was the death of Sudanese singer Mohamed Wardi. Mohamed Wardi was a musical icon in Sudan. He died on Saturday. He was buried yesterday in a ceremony attended by tens of thousands of Sudanese, including the president, Omar al-Bashir. There are conflicting reports on his age, but Sudan state media say the singer was 80. Mohamed Wardi was born in Sudan's northern region of Nubia. He sang about love, but also about politics. He was an outspoken critic of political regimes in Sudan, including President Bashir's government. In the 1980s, he left for self-imposed exile in Egypt. But he returned to Sudan in 2002 and was greeted as a national hero. Now he's being buried as a hero as well. We end today with one of Mohamed Wardi's songs. It's called My Beloved Country. It's from a concert he recorded in 1994. عشانك أنا يا بلد يا نيل يا ليل يا نيل يا ليل يا ليل يا نيل يا ليل يا نيل يا ليل يا سميع يا زين يا بلدي يا حبوب The music of Mohamed Wardi, who died this weekend in Khartoum, Sudan. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.